oh, you ever watch like a YouTuber prankster and they get sexual? I'm like, oh my God, I wish I could be like that. I wish I could go to Santa Monica and I could get sexual on the street.
Welcome to Mothers I Learned From,
mm-hmm.
the podcast.
Yeah.
About MILFs.
Yeah.
Or MILFs.
Who?
By MILFs.
Who? Who is that?
I'm Lionel.
I'm Guillermo.
Son of a mother.
You son of... Oh, shit, I spoke over you. Sorry. That's rude as fuck.
I'm Lionel, son of a mother.
Guillermo, son of a mother. I'm so sorry.
This is episode 6, part 2.
We failed the first time. Well, we didn't fail. Technology failed, as it tends to do.
As our loyal fans might have noticed, last week we did not upload.
Some fucking fucker, Jeff Bezos, Mark Zuckerberg types, intercepted our fucking radio waves distorted it and only gave us 17 minutes of that, probably because we were speaking the truth too much.
We only had 17 minutes worth of podcast episode, and we didn't want to edge you guys.
And now, honestly, I'm scared it's gonna happen this time.
we didn't want you guys to get just a little bit of what we said.
We have to look in the window reflection of the recording.
We want
to make sure it's still going.
I want to give you guys the full MILF experience.
And we don't want to be on edge during this recording. We don't. We want to be fucking carefree.
Exactly.
We want to be free-flowing. In order to be truly free, you have to let be loose.
Spoken like a true poet.
And I am. And we're trying to do that, but I swear to fucking God, somebody's after us.
How is that? I think people know this is where we record. I think
attempts
they
have been made on our lives, guys.
Exactly. It's getting dangerous being a podcaster.
As reporters are.
Reporters are outside reporting on our situation.
Oh, but we are the reporters of the real shit. You see CNN, you see Fox News, it's all bullshit. It's nothing but garbage. We are the only ones who are willing to tell you what's
the truth.
Up. I have allergies today.
We're launching a new news channel. You know?
Subscription service.
Exactly.
$5,000.
A month.
A month? It's a little pricey, but it is only for the wealthiest of the wealthy.
Exactly. And it's only for the truth.
Because at the end of the day, the people who matter most have the biggest bank accounts. That's
facts.
It's just how it works.
It's just how it goes in life.
You're worth what you're worth. I mean, that's like how...
You get what you get, and you don't get upset.
Yeah. Lionel and I are both...
Millionaires.
Upper, what are we, 5% now, I think?
We're in the top 5%.
We're in the top 5%.
So if you like listening to rich people and their opinions, keep listening to this podcast.
And we did it the old-fashioned way, you know?
Exactly.
We
have old
killed
money.
A rich person, and we stole their identity.
It's kind of like the movie Santa Claus.
Yeah, exactly. And Lionel, your victim was an old man.
Yeah.
An
I mean,
old.
I had to.
Yeah. Henry Kissinger. He died recently. Lionel stole
was,
his
that
nest.
That was me, guys. You're welcome.
You're welcome. And guess what? We're distributing that shit now. That's right.
Yeah.
We're for the people, by the people.
From the people.
And then in their epic rap battles, Abraham Lincoln says, Eagle! And in the, you know Chuck Norris?
Yeah, I know
Have Chuck. You heard of Chuck Norris?
I've heard of him.
You've heard of Chuck Norris?
I've heard of Chuck Norris.
Yeah, you know what? Yeah.
He's a cool guy.
Yeah. Sentence mistakes make Chuck Norris.
In Russia, Chuck Norris.
That's what I forget
mixing
the Chuck Norris
metaphors, dude.
No, they're the same joke.
Yeah, but different styles.
Who would win, a Russian or Chuck Norris? Or a Russian Chuck Norris, dude. Oh my God, that's too
Russian
badass. I can't even. Oh, I'm so hard thinking about Russian Chuck Norris.
So fucking hard.
Don't get excited.
Okay.
Please, yeah. Come on. There's. Imagine if somebody heard you
end
outside.
End of bit. whenever we end our jokes, we just go, end.
Yeah, and if you haven't laughed by then, that's on you.
Yeah,
because
we're
trying our fucking best. We're really trying to squeeze out the little comedy, whatever little drops we can spare. There's, you know, mother podcast is milking us as dry as we can, and
yeah,
for
mother
what?
Podcast
for what? A little side hobby. We lose our energy because of this shit.
Exactly.
We can't talk for the rest of the week because we just have
to... We're on voice rest.
We have to save it up for this, you know? Exactly. I completely shut myself down for the
other...
We
don't talk to each other anymore.
Yeah, we don't. We hate each
other. We're business partners. We're not friends.
Exactly. So quickly it faded. And we were hoping for not another smosh situation, but here we are.
Unfortunately... Being Anthony, I might have to...
You might have to start interviewing people.
Exactly.
Sort of... interviewing people sort of on, so that were famous on YouTube, exactly, like 10 years ago, like Tyler Oakley.
But like
Charles Oakley.
But first, I have to do, like,
I've been watching The Last Dance.
Like Michael Jordan?
Yeah.
It's fucking good.
It is really good, and it's all I can think of. Yeah, I'm like, fuck, I should have become a famous basketball player, and I should have brought the same energy that Michael Jordan brought.
You should have been on that Jordan mentality.
I just dominate the game. Imagine having two other, top-rated players and still dominating. still being a one-man team.
Exactly. Michael Jordan's just like, fuck you.
Yeah, and Scottie Pippen, I got it. You made a bad contract deal, exactly, because you were scared of, your longevity. And
sometimes you got to make those moves.
And then you took sick leave for so long, and you left Michael alone out there.
Exactly, man. What was he supposed to do?
Rodman's just on defense. What could he do?
Not win six championships?
And I don't really know shit about basketball, but it's getting to me, man. Yeah, Steve Kerr. Fucking Phil Jackson, bro.
Phil Jackson, dude.
And he's like, oh, I have a Native American connection with Dennis Rodman because Dennis Rodman had a necklace and I had a bunch of other fucking paraphernalia.
Yeah, dude. Phil Jackson did the Bulls dynasty and then went to Kobe, dude.
Yeah, that's
what an insane run. Exactly. Kobe and Shaq.
And I got to be honest, dude.
That's what we're on.
He's hot.
Phil Jackson, you think so?
I think he's really hot.
A lot of people think he looks like a turtle.
I see it, but like that doesn't mean he's not hot.
But the
have you
owner,
seen
dude?
A Master Disguise?
Yeah. one of my friends from elementary school.
Oh, Jerry Krause?
Jay Krause.
He was the GM.
GM, yeah. He's fucking gross. He just looked gross.
What, dude? Yeah, he was little business skis, but like at the end of the day, he's what made the team, bro. Do you think the Bulls could have been what they were without Jerry Krause?
I actually do think more highly of Jerry Krause since that. After, like, 4 years later after that came out, just because, I don't know, everybody's like, Last Dance was the greatest PR move of all time.
Yeah, and...
For Michael Jordan.
Didn't, like, Scottie Pippen get mad over it or something like that?
Yeah, everybody's like, oh, it's a good Michael Jordan documentary, but it's, like, great PR. It made it seem like Jordan was, like, the main part of the Bulls.
No, it was about the team.
Yeah, and then he was like...
But Michael Jordan would be first to say that.
He would. Not, actually.
No.
Michael Jordan... kind of a shit guy.
I don't see the thing is because I've never been invested in basketball really. I'm like I have such vague. I don't know if they win the sixth championship. I'm like watching it and I know Michael Jordan's dad gets killed and they haven't talked about that yet. And I'm like, I don't know. You want to know why I know that? Because in the epic rap battles against Muhammad Ali, he comments on it.
Watching The Last Dance as if it's like a series and you're like, oh, fuck, what's going to happen next?
I'm fucking there. I'm zoning in. I'm like, I'm in Chicago right now.
That's honestly sounds so euphoric.
I would have been a Dennis Rodman stan, personally, if I was of that era. But alas, I was not alive in, like, 1997 and shit. Yeah. But I love it. Yeah. And seeing Rodman on the Pistons, bro.
I would kill to just, like, not know anything and just watch that as, like, a series. That would be so sick.
Well, I would kill.
I'm envious.
To go back in time and be able to.
And be able to, like.
Think of it, because, like, you're like, I was watching this, I'm like, wow, I never see NBA guys do cool shit like this anymore. They're not, like, doing, like, fun ball tricks and then dunking it. They're not.
No, dude, they're not.
Michael Jordan was fucking
shooting
jumping
threes.
Over people and, like, doing a 360 and getting a layup or whatever the fuck.
Exactly, bro. Same thing happened to soccer. You don't see guys doing fucking cool-ass fucking Adi shuffle, dude.
They're all so practical now. Exactly. And like
conserving their energy.
And you look at LeBron and you're like, why is this dude like fucking neutered or some shit like that? Michael Jordan was like an energy demon.
Yeah, bro.
And there was so much like, I'm like seeing this and it's like a TV show. There's like teams they have to like build, like defend against and like build their team against. It's really...
Yeah, bro. LeBron's just like... I like playing basketball, but also I love my family.
I love my kids. And
Michael Jordan's just like, I fucking hate everything, but I'm good at basketball.
He's just a basketball demon, dude.
Michael Jordan loves baseball.
He does. He played baseball.
Like, that's if Michael Jordan, like, lived the way, like, LeBron lived, he would be, like, just a minor league baseball player, just like, but he was like, no, I'm fucking good at basketball, and that's what I'm gonna do.
He's also good at gambling and golf.
Oh, Have you gotten to... wait, I guess if you have...
Don't spoil shit
What championship are you on?
I'm on The Last Dance. That's the champion. Dennis Rodman's backstory just happened. I think I'm on, like, episode 4 or some shit like that. I don't even remember. Okay. Yeah, but I'm Dennis Rodman.
Has the Jordan shoe released? I guess, yeah, at that point, yeah.
Well, the timeline is all mix and match.
The episode, you probably haven't hit it.
It's going back and forth, yeah. And like, And I like how his mom calls his dad Mr. Jordan. That's all I can take away.
And Michael Jordan's son? We saw him on the Traitors.
It's so... What does he do? Bless you, by the way. What does he do?
The description was like fashion mogul.
I saw him in The Last Dance. He was playing basketball as a little kid. Now what the fuck does he do?
I don't know, dude. He played somewhere. Maybe like overseas. What was his name?
Fuck.
Fuck. That has to suck when people's like...
Dude, being completely overshot. No chance, dude. Your dad being just one of the people.
To look him up, I had to look up Michael Jordan. Imagine... When somebody thinks of you, having to look up your dad and, like, look at who you are. Oh, that's insane.
I'm so happy I don't have a famous... Yeah. Well, I'd be rich. Is that worth it, then?
I don't know.
Be in the news, you had to fucking date Scottie Pippen's ex-wife or some shit.
Marcus Jordan.
Marcus, that's what it was.
Yeah, born 1990. Or maybe that wasn't Marcus Jordan in the documentary.
Well, I saw two of them. I saw two sons, but one got more screen time, I think.
Yeah, Jeffrey Michael Jordan, he was older.
He was older. Mm-hmm. 1990. I saw him in like 98 doing this thing.
By like 10 then.
I love the Wizards.
The Washington Wizards?
Isn't that where he went next?
Yeah.
Yeah, enough with this basketball shit. I can't speak too much on it, so it's just fun, dude. I just wish I was a basketball legend.
It's fun, dude.
I think it would be really awesome if I was just so naturally gifted. And imagine if I was like short. Yeah, Michael Jordan.
There's a guy in the NBA right now who people are saying is like not necessarily he's going to be goated like Michael Jordan, but he has like Michael Jordan
dominating
tendencies.
Force. Michael Jordan tendency, where he's like main character energy.
Where he has like the cockiness and like he's also kind of good. Anthony Edwards, Timberwolves.
Oh, I saw.
He's sick. He's
some
fun.
Guy said to me yesterday that he was going to be the next big basketball guy.
Yeah, I think he is.
Because the Minnesota game was going on yesterday.
Yeah, that was a good game.
Was it?
Yeah, we watched the first half yesterday.
I couldn't make it. I had to go to a dinner.
Go to a dinner. Mm-hmm. Where'd you have dinner?
I went with Sarah, my girlfriend, and we went to like her science lab's like dinner. Mm-hmm. And there was so many science-y. There was like a...
What was the vibe?
The vibe was science, dude.
You guys just talk about science?
And they all had voices like they either had like a Russian accent or they talked like I suppose, and I'm not anti-intellectual or anything like that, but the guy, he was like a short guy with like a bald head but with like a little spike of white hair here, and he had like circular glasses. He looked exactly like an evil scientist.
That's really funny.
And I talked to him for a bit. He was pretty chill, actually.
That's sick.
He talked to me about meditation.
Yeah. What did you bring to this conversation?
I would just ask him questions, but I thought I was treating him too casually just because I had no idea who the fuck he was. I was like, what do you do?
Meditate.
And he's like, oh, are you an undergrad? Yeah. But I graduated. So we're on equal terms, even though you have a fucking PhD or whatever bullshit.
PhD, too.
Just he was old.
Fucking Marquez Brownlee got a PhD.
Did he?
Mm-hmm.
In what?
I don't know. Computers?
Phones? iPhone? Tech. iPhone. I majored in iPhone. Yeah.
I majored in iPhone.
Gen Alpha be like. Yeah, and Gen Z be like.
I majored in... We know computer science.
I made a couple iPhone-y posts back in the day, and I probably got like 100 likes in total.
I got shit on iPhone-y. This is something I brought up before, my trauma. I posted stuff on iFunny, and people were like, what the fuck is this?
You just didn't have it, bro. You didn't have
it. Because they had, like, preset, like, pictures you could use.
Is that what you were using?
Yeah.
I was creative, bro. I would take my own pictures.
Well, it was like a meme you did.
I think I told you before, but I had a blue M&M and I had a red M&M. And I was like, Matrix, help me with this decision on top. And I got, like, 46 likes.
Solid. You blew up, dude.
Did you hear that a lot?
Not necessarily. I could hear the build up to it though.
Was it gross sounding?
No.
Oh my god, I'm such a victim today because of allergies.
Yeah, dude, allergies. I'm starting to feel it now too. Maybe it's this room.
No, man, it's the outside, the inside. Keep the conversation going, dude. I was like, you think I'm gonna sneeze up blood or something?
No,
like that?
I was like mesmerized
by what, my beautiful face in mid sneeze.
Yeah, dude. Exactly.
I'm sorry for being so gross and congested. It's just that
fucking gross today.
I have a weak constitution, and the pollen attacks
weak
that
mindset.
They know I have sort of this nerd mentality, so they all gather
exactly.
up to
They're
bully
like,
me.
Oh, you fucking nerd! Let's do it. Our TikTok got suspended
just because I put nipples on an alien, or yeah, I guess it's not wearing underwear either. Exactly. But you can't see his pussy or anything like that.
That's
Come
why
on,
our TikTok
guys.
Hasn't blown
and
up.
And even if I did, it's beautiful.
Suspended.
It's beautiful. Bodies are beautiful.
Bodies are beautiful.
Vaginas, penises, anything in the middle. It's all beautiful. Let me draw it and let me put it everywhere, except, you know, I get it. I don't want kids to see that shit either, but, like, don't fucking censor me, man.
Exactly.
I'm anti that shit.
So if you guys are wondering where our TikTok is at, you know.
I don't think they are.
No,
did it get any reaction? I never.
I think it got suspended quickly after.
Quickly after? Yeah. We got to do something with that. I feel like doing, like, PR for this bullshit, like, seems so fucking. I'm just scared of getting bullied is all. I'm scared I'll see it.
That's that nerd mentality coming back.
Again, dude. I'm submissive in all areas of my life, and they know that. If you put a fist to me, I'll flinch like a bitch because my dad used to be mean to me.
Yaman.
Yaman?
Yaman.
You're not allowed to do the reggae impression, dude.
I didn't.
You did.
No, I said yeah, man.
Lionel speaks patois like fucking Chet Hanks with an X.
Dude.
Certified white boy summer incoming.
Is it going to be a white boy summer, guys?
I don't know, man. I don't know. I feel like it is every summer. I don't know.
Yeah.
And, you know, I can't help but benefit from white boy summer, but honestly, I'm against it at the end of the day.
I'm about to say, do you benefit from white boy summer? What are the white boy
this
laws
This is what
here?
Intersectionality conversation has become. Being a white Latino, yes, I benefit from white boy summer. Yes, I can't help it. I can't help it. I can't help it. But come on, guys. I'm trying my best here. You know, I'm trying to be conscientious of my privilege. And I'm trying to use it for good instead
check
of...
Check your summer, dude.
Check your summer. Yeah, I will be wearing long clothes throughout. I will be wearing coveralls and sunglasses and a hat, and I will grow a full beard.
As to protest
white boy summer. White boy I summer. Won't let myself be beautiful. Exactly. I won't let my beautiful self be revealed to the world because I don't want to take away from people of color just because I'm so handsome.
When Central American Boy Summer comes out, dude, you know we're going to be out in the streets.
Yeah, we are going to be out in the streets. We're going to be going to the beach.
Exactly, dude. Coast, because we're all coastal boys.
And we are all coastal boys. And I do love the beach. I can't help but have a deep connection. Even though I think, you know, where my family comes from, it's all very inland kind of thing.
Inland Empire.
Never seen it. Have you?
No.
It's a David Lynch, I think.
Oh, but it's also just like
a place. Yeah, but it's also got fucking what's her name from Star Wars?
Daisy Ridley?
No.
Natalie Portman.
It's an older movie than that. No. Oh god, I'm sorry. It's got what's her name? Laura Dern.
Laura Dern?
Yeah.
Mackenzie Dern's mother?
No. Stop talking about UFC bullshit, dude. We're done with sports.
No, yeah. Dude. This is now a UFC podcast.
It's not a UFC podcast.
Islam Makhachev, Dustin Poirier.
I'm somewhat excited. I'm not actually, I haven't been thinking about it all. I've been dwelling on myself lately. I've been trying to become a better person.
I got Islam.
I've been trying to manage my insecurities because I've realized that they're what make up my inadequacies. And I have to overcome that, you know? You ever get frustrated and then you're like, wait, I'm fine.
Islam's really good at the ground. Just continue to talk about
it. Yeah, Dustin has a black belt in jiu-jitsu.
Yep.
I engaged in the conversation you wanted to talk about, and you weren't receptive at all.
Well, because I don't care anymore.
You don't care anymore? Let's talk about mothers. I mean, Mackenzie Dern, is she a mother?
Yeah, famously.
Famously. I love famous mothers. Famous, you know, mothers. I do. But I love non-famous mothers just as much, if exactly. not more.
If not more.
Being in the limelight probably makes you want to, probably pressures you to, I don't know, maybe hit your
neglect
kid out of frustration.
Neglect your child.
Yeah, yeah, it, exactly. Michael Jordan.
Michael Jordan, yeah.
Yeah, he was so famous that he hated probably his family or
probably,
something.
Probably, yeah.
I don't know, man. I don't
probably wasn't
know
there
that
a lot. His kids, like, developing years, those were the championship
and
years.
And that's why Marcus Jordan developed into sort of, probably has weird tendencies. Probably,
yeah, I mean, he's dating.
He probably has detachment issues, and he clearly went after an older woman, which
he's
nothing
dating
wrong
his old
with that.
Babysitter.
His old babysitter. There's definitely something wrong with that. On her end and on his end, yeah. On equal both ends.
Yeah.
But they were a hell of a team in fucking the, whatever the fuck, the Traitors or whatever the fuck. We gotta watch that show again.
Yeah.
I feel like we're just having a conversation and not trying to, like, perform as we do sometimes, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Traitors season 2?
Yeah. I didn't watch season 1. I heard it was worse.
Yeah, you did?
Yeah.
I haven't even thought of season 1.
You're not even for a second?
Not even for a second. I'm like, Bachelor starts next month.
Golden?
Or Bachelorette.
Bachelorette? Who is it again?
Jen.
Oh, it's Jen. Now I remember.
A lot of people are like, should have been Maria.
Nah, man, she's not, she doesn't, I don't think it's Jen either, honestly. I think they should have gone with Rachel. I think
Rachel?
Rachel would
have. Rachel faced a lot of, like, hatred online, dude. That was sad.
That is very, very sad. I fucking hate evil people.
If you're an evil person online and you leave bad
comments,
kill
yourself.
Kill yourself.
I will kill you for you.
Exactly.
Why are you looking at the window reflection again?
Make sure it's recorded.
Yeah, this is important. This is really important.
It's really important.
Yeah. What would you do if you were a bachelorette? Would you,
if I was the bachelorette?
Would you be flirty? Would you be sort of, would you be touchy with the guys? Or would you put your hands on their knees?
Like, oh.
Would you kiss early or would you save your kisses?
I think I would save my kiss.
And you fucking on the sleepover,
I'm
the night away?
I'm
or?
Thinking, I'm fucking on the...
You test. You gotta test out the three guys before you fucking marry them. What the fuck? I'm not gonna marry someone. I'm not gonna marry a dude that I have. I don't know if his
dick works.
His dick game is not his, on point. You know.
Yeah, dude. Does he have husband dick material?
Well, husband dick. You know.
Husband dick, boyfriend dick.
I'm actually not too sure. I've never had a husband dick or a boyfriend dick, and I have to be honest, and that's embarrassing. The thing is about me is I want to sort of intervene in queer spaces, but I don't have the experience. You know, I want to write a story about a gay friends, and but I can't because I've never had husband or boyfriend dick before, or even hookup dick before.
He's never had hookup dick before,
and in the foreseeable future, I don't even see that coming, dude. So it's like.
Exactly, you don't see that coming.
What the point?
You don't see yourself coming.
Why
either.
Why am I even trying to get away and talk over these people if I don't even? Oh, God, man.
Fuck.
And I'm gonna get canceled soon. I fucking know it, man. Yeah. But that'll probably just push me towards some sort of right wing edge, bro. Turn this. I'll sort of
turn it around.
Start dictating this podcast.
Start
to be
dictating.
Dicking down this podcast to be completely different.
Exactly.
I'll turn it into recall it. So instead of MILFs, DILFs.
DILFs.
DILFs and then a colon and then the throne room.
What?
And
the college years.
And all we talk about is like masculine stuff, like really fucking cool shit. Like,
and we invite women on the podcast,
and then we like, are you fucking stupid?
Name 10 books.
Oh, you do OnlyFans? Oh, you do OnlyFans?
What is that?
You are a low value female, and I
a high value male.
Yeah, 5'5". Weak as hell, lame as shit, and I smell like ass. I didn't shower today. I just didn't want to. I did yesterday, though, so don't discount me. Don't say I'm weak.
I won't.
I'm not smelly. And I've been trying to embrace my natural smell.
Yeah, dude.
And there's nothing wrong with that. There isn't.
There
isn't. There
really
there
isn't, dude.
Even if I walk by
people. Embracing what your mother gave you.
And she gave me my smell. She did. She actually stuck something on me years ago, and it sort of crusted
and
over.
It's deteriorating.
And it defines how people identify myself. Some people like it. Some people hate it. It is really a subjective
You're really
thing.
Polarizing.
It's sort of sweet, but in an off-putting way. But if you get used to it, you could love me. Hey, Lionel, what do you think about how I smell?
I got used to it.
You got used to it?
Yeah.
But is that, like, good or bad? Is it hard to be really close to me?
No, I don't think so.
It's not just overpowering?
It's not overpowering.
Some people say it's overpowering.
No, it's not.
I used to like sit next to people in class and they would move right after.
And then they would throw up, yeah.
They would go to some would go to the trash can and throw up.
Some
and
people would be like, excuse me, teacher.
The teacher would be like, put their hand on their shoulder, like, are you okay? And they're like, he just really smells so bad.
He's just
bad.
Such a bitch, dude.
Yeah, well, I was kind of a bitch in class just because I would raise my hand and be like,
I don't think that's right, teacher.
I don't think that's right. And it'd be like really obvious shit. Like, I don't know. I have this sort of contrarian kind of thing about me.
Devil's advocate.
Some people love me for it. Some people love me for it. I show up in a leather sort of cropped jacket and sunglasses that are too big and they keep falling off my face when I sort of turn down to take my notes because I love taking notes. It's important. I do bullet point style. I do MLA format, Chicago style, Chicago Bulls style.
Chicago Bulls style.
Chicago Bulls style.
I'm writing this shit down.
I draw basketballs in the margin as well as, you know, just Dennis Rodman, like, hairstyles that he should have tried out.
When he married himself.
That's cute as fuck. I love all the pictures. The picture he has of him as an angel is one of my favorites.
Such a cool guy. What are your thoughts on Dennis Rodman, just as a guy?
He has aura.
He has aura. The first man to ever have aura.
A rebound king among kings. King of kings.
The queen of kings.
The queen of kings? Yeah. The queen of kings. The king of queens gambit. So sort of.
The queen's gambit of kings.
I never finished that show.
Queen's gambit?
Yeah. And
you didn't like the.
What's the name? The British Argentinian girl. What's her name?
Anya Taylor-Joy?
Yeah, there's a movie. A Mad Max movie.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, what's he so mad about? Yeah, the fact that he can't get a girlfriend.
There's traffic.
Or the fact that she can't get a girlfriend. Hey, now girls are named Max now? Yeah. Suddenly the world's upside down.
I don't know, dude.
What's her name? Griselda or something?
Griselda.
Mad Max Griselda, that's what it's called?
Furiosa.
Okay, so they're sort of going like a Latina way. That's why they went Latino way, and that's why they went with a
Mad Max.
Famous Latina.
Spicy version.
Anya Taylor-Joy, famously from Argentina.
Yeah.
But she talks all British. Oh. Poison.
She's Latina, so people are like, oh, you're Latina, but you're white, so.
Yeah, but she's furious about being Latina. I hate being Latina. I wish I was born in a normal country. Not Argentina.
Like, England.
England. England's so normal, and all Latin American countries are so weird. Do you know they eat, like, exotic. Strange stuff? Yeah, exactly. Exotic, but not in a good way, like, sort of. That's like a good exotic, like, maybe like France or something like that.
I want to go to France.
Me?
Yeah.
Oh, I'd hate it.
Why?
I think I'm not worth it because they'll get a sense of my blood and they'll like and they'll be like
thinking, like your style.
They'll think it's tainted because I'm not pure Western European and they'll hate that. He's about to sneeze.
No.
He's stronger than that.
They're like American.
Amerikanski or something like that, whatever they say, and I'm like,
American.
And then they'll like offer me their food, and I'll be like, oh yeah, I'll try it, I guess. And then they'll say, you know what? Enough about France. Let's talk about Belgium.
Just another European country
that also speaks French.
They have waffles. What's about it?
Do they actually have waffles?
Yeah, Belgian waffles.
Belgian waffles. I don't really love waffles. No, do you like waffles?
I like waffles.
You're supposed to say, yeah, I like waffles.
Oh, no, I'm not going to entertain this.
Do you like pancakes?
Yeah, I like pancakes.
Okay, he didn't. In the end, he's too weak.
Fuck.
If Lionel and I got in a fight, I could pummel him.
I could easily fucking overpower your ass.
You think that? But at the end of the day, I am stronger than you know.
The pen is stronger than the sword.
If you saw like my...
Mightier than the sword.
The pen? Yeah, you can't write that well either. I have a little pit stain kind of working. I'm working on.
Oh, pit stop.
He just leaned. He leaned in for a deep smell, but I didn't let him. I clenched my arm as soon as he came close.
Pit stop.
That's what he said. Lionel has this thing called pit stop, where every time I lift up my arm, he'll like try to score a sniff. No, no, no. I'll say, and here he comes, attacking again. His nose is so long and protruding and invasive, and I hate it. I hate it. I hate it.
Yeah, that's right, guys. He hates ethnic noses.
I don't hate ethnic noses. Pointy noses aren't necessarily ethnic
notices.
And now he's making fun of my accent. Yeah, sometimes I'll make mistakes. Just hearing someone speaking like, oh, that sounds awful.
Where the fuck are you from?
Oh my God, when I hear someone like, oh, New England. Oh,
what is that?
Yeah, I love that my ears are so sensitive that some accents are good, some accents are bad. It's just how it goes. I actually have, you know, I'm neurodivergent, so I can't handle some of those things. Every time I hear, like, people from the global south speak, it sort of just rubs me the wrong way, or rings me the wrong way, some might say, in terms of, you know, sort of audio joke. Ringing being like a sound. Maybe even onomatopoeia, if you think about
it. Top five worst accents, go.
Yeah, now you're really hitting me with the tough-hitting questions, and I'm actually going to reverse that question, and I'm actually going to say, top five Chicago Bulls.
Okay, at number five, we have Derrick Rose.
Okay.
At number four, we have DeMar DeRozan.
Mm-hmm.
At number three, we have Scottie Pippen.
Okay.
At number two, we have Dennis Rodman.
Okay, you're putting Dennis Rodman above Scottie Pippen?
Yeah.
Just because more defensive power?
Aura.
Oh, aura. Okay, number one?
Michael Jordan. Michael Jeffrey Jordan.
I thought you were going to do like a subversive kind of thing.
I was thinking about it, but I think that's played out.
You think that's played out?
Yeah.
Oh. Yeah. I sort of love subverting things, so you're kind of upsetting me.
Michael Jeffrey Jordan.
Me and, what's his name? The guy who made like Sixth Sense and stuff like that.
Succession?
Not Succession. That's a different guy.
M. Night Shyamalan.
M. Night Shyamalan. We love subverting things. We have.
Yeah.
You guys, God, you won't understand what it's like to be in my brain, and that's probably the what creates the biggest disconnect between the audience and the talkers here, you and I.
As the people with the voices.
Just not up to par when it comes to
mental
to
game.
IQ, you exactly. know? Not even IQ in, like, the traditional sense. Just, like, I can outthink anybody.
It takes a lot to run a podcast.
It takes a lot to run circles around me thoughtfully.
Exactly. I know we're thought-provoking.
Yes. What's like a topic that people would love to hear about?
Shit.
Fucking like movies or something.
Oh,
man.
Movies. Holy shit.
What's a movie I saw? I saw a movie Killing recently.
What is that about?
Hey, you didn't see my Letterboxd review?
No, I don't.
You said you saw me fucking put, I saw the TV glow on my watch
list.
Yeah,
but I didn't see that.
You didn't see. Okay, it's basically about about three sort of samurai guys. And, like, one's not up to... One kind of sucks. One's an old guy. And one loves jacking off. But he's also scared of killing people. Are you looking shit up?
Huh? No.
What are you typing about?
Nothing. Just keep going.
No, I'm not going to talk about this anymore.
Okay,
if you're
okay.
not going to engage
okay,
me.
Okay, okay, okay. Who's the main character?
Who's the main... I don't fucking remember his name, bro. But he had kind of a... He was kind of... Cut that shit out. Violence in movies, that's what you wanted to play. It's not funny. Not fucking funny.
We're gonna get taken down because we used...
No, dude, I think if you're under 30 seconds, you're fine or something. Yeah, I think that might be YouTube rules,
don't
though.
Don't sue us.
And yeah, YouTube rules, as I say as I watch...
YouTube rules.
PewDiePie, like Tokyo Vlog.
Jacksepticeye.
White guy in Tokyo Vlog.
White guy reacts
to Tokyo.
White guy shocks with incredibly fluent Japanese accent.
Yeah, Japanese accent. White guy astounds crowd with an incredibly accurate Japanese accent.
It's just the most racist thing you've ever seen.
White guy orders from Chinese restaurant in perfect accent. Yeah, and that's sort of like...
White guy orders from Chinese restaurant in perfect Japanese.
And that's the future of YouTube, as you can expect exactly. from us.
Yeah, you guys remember when it was just pranks on YouTube?
Yeah, when it was just sort
Fousey
of...
FouseyTube? I used to watch FouseyTube.
I used to, yeah. Remember when you would sort of live vicariously through those famous guys, and you were like, oh man, this must be what it'd be like to prank in the hood. And to sort of get sexual.
I could do ghost prank in the hood.
Ghost prank in the hood? Is that like they're going to think you're in the KKK? Is that like the joke?
Oh, no, I was just naming a scary monster.
Oh, scary monster. And nice sprite. What is a nice sprite you can name? You're getting the Skrillex reference, right? Just making sure. You're getting that this is a famous Skrillex song? You got that? I just don't know if you know, like, you, wait, I don't know if you really know, like,
what were you saying about sexual things? Me when I get sexual.
And it's sort of like a prank, but it's consensual, of course.
Boosie tube ass prank.
I wish I could pull up in a car and then try to ask a girl out and she says no, and then I pull up in a nicer car and she's like, and then I'm like, wait, are you actually a gold digger?
Oh my god.
Wait, this was a prank. You're being recorded.
This is a social experiment.
Yeah, and I always uploaded their faces, even they're like, don't, please, 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 please. And I'm like, no, the world has to see you for who you are. I have to ruin your chance at getting a job.
There was...
Imagine not getting hired because you're a gold digger.
In eighth grade, I think I was in history class, and I forgot what we were learning about, but my teacher just asked the question to the class. She was like, oh, what is this about? What do you guys think of this? And it was like some sort of like mind game or something, and just a kid stands up and goes, it's a social experiment!
Is it?
Yeah. No, it wasn't. I don't know why he said that. I think he just watched too much FousseyTube or something.
I love FousseyTube. People called me gay. You know that clip?
No.
Where he's like at the
Yeah.
He's like, people call me lame. Like people called me gay, and then they're like, "Boo!" And he's like, "No,
not like that, not like
I
that."
I didn't mean it like gay is bad. I meant it like I hurt me to be called that.
Like I didn't want to be called that at all.
And now he crosses his legs on podcasting. He's like, "Yeah, I'm actually in touch with my feminine side."
Is he a streamer? Does he stream?
I don't know, man. Like, say the N-word or something like that.
Oh, yeah.
Elon, like, slowly nods his head.
Speaking of streamers.
Like, yeah.
Kai Cenat, Kevin Hart tonight.
They're doing something together?
I think so. I saw that. Short guy.
And
from the East
Solidarity,
Coast.
I got to watch in Solidarity, of course.
From the East Coast.
Short guys from... Well, Philadelphia is sort of...
East Coast.
Yeah, but it's sort of... It's kind of different than New York, don't you think? The Bronx?
Well, yeah, but...
Yeah, the Bronx is sort of have a different vibe than Philadelphia.
Yeah, but, I mean, we're in Oregon. We're West Coast. But we're...
So you're saying we should versus them? Is that what you're suggesting? Because
no,
I would hate
no,
to verse
no.
them, dude.
I'm not trying to verse them.
Fellow short kings, I would hate to verse them, even though... Is Kai Cenat lame about something? I feel like he's like...
Oh, yeah, with the Lil Nas X.
He, like, hates that he's, like, doing stuff with the devil.
Yeah, he was like...
Yeah.
Yeah, he did all that stuff.
And he's like, oh, I can't believe he'd had sex with the devil. Yeah.
He's like, you can't do that.
Did you guys see that video where he had sex with the devil, dude? That's so evil.
He's like, you can't do that, dude. I'm a Christian or whatever.
I only have sex with God and gods. Yeah. Gods and goddesses are the only people you can have sex with. Under Christianity, of course, if you're following the Bible really strictly. You're only allowed to have sex with gods and goddesses.
He did that, and people were like, oh, he only said that because Lil Nas X is gay.
He is?
Yeah.
Oh. Yeah. Okay. I didn't know that. Because he made Old Town Road that was sort of really masculine. I didn't really put that together.
Have you listened to his other music?
His other music? I listened to Panini. I was like, wow.
Montero?
This guy must really love sandwiches. Yeah, that's his. Yeah, I mean, I know the devil thing. I got that, but I just thought it was all really, like, you know, he, like, takes off his shirt, and he's got, like, a six-pack and stuff like that. Like, I just never would have thought, I guess.
I thought he was just a sexy guy.
Yeah, I just thought he was a hot guy. And he's like, I mean, like, thing is, sex sells. So I, like, obviously, like, I, you know, queer baiting is a big thing. But, like, if you want to get a little homoerotic to make some money, like, nothing wrong with that. Like, if I made a music video, I'd probably have a couple hot guys in it. Like, probably not, like, kissing me, but, like, rubbing my chest or something like that with some sort of oil. Some sort of oil that they made. if they were to get some sort of man-made oil and jar it, I would let them rub it on me.
If there's a way guys can make oil, dude, trust me, I'd have it.
They can make oil. Have you never squeezed a guy before?
No.
Have you never squeezed a guy so hard that he used his oil? Oh!
How many guys have you squeezed?
Fuck, it's hard to count at this point.
It is hard to count.
I have a lot... Sorry, I have to calm down.
You guys ever squeeze?
I can't talk. I just thought this was my one safe place, and now he's checking his phone, which tells me that he doesn't even take me seriously. Lionel was the first person to support my man oil jar business. And for you to betray me like that?
It sounded like you were doing my eulogy.
Your eulogy?
Lionel was the first man.
Why did you make that so dark, dude? You're honestly scaring me with how dark
you are. Am I scaring you, dude?
You're sort of twisting the narrative of this podcast to make it sort of dark, and I hate that shit. If you want to talk about death, I'll talk about death, man.
Talk about death.
Okay. When I was 3, I went to a funeral and I got really scared. I was like, am I next?
You weren't.
I always have felt like I'm on someone's hit list.
You think so? Who would want to kill you?
So many.
Who have you betrayed?
I make enemies every day. I make enemies every fucking day.
Who's the enemy you made yesterday? The scientist guy?
Yeah. Well, that was yesterday. God, that felt like today for some reason. Yeah, I sort of said, I don't agree with your theorems. And he said, how dare
Smart
you?
Smart way to say multiple theorems.
How dare you? And I said,
was he British or something?
No, he wasn't British. He was from Boston, actually.
Boston?
Boston, yeah.
Boston?
Boston, yeah. Okay. I'm sorry, it's just polite.
That's how we say it.
It's polite to correctly pronounce things, it's all.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Do some others. Do some other.
Jamaica.
Okay.
They don't say Jamaica.
Anything on the other side of the world?
The other side? What is it again? Fucking, what's Germany again? Deutschland. That's the other side of the world, you dumbass bitch. Aotearoa. Aotearoa. Aotearoa.
I stand corrected.
You dumb bitch. Lionel thinks he can challenge my worldliness, but he doesn't even know how many places I've been to. how many capitals I've visited. I travel every day, motherfucker! Sorry, that was loud.
You traveled on January 6th?
Yeah, to, I think it was,
That was my, U.S. Capitol.
I think it was, where did I go? I think I went to Netherlands that year. that day.
I didn't say what year.
Wait, that's my grandma's birthday, dumbass. January, why would I travel for that day?
January 6th?
It's my grandma's birthday. Why would I do something on that day when I could be celebrating her and her beautiful self?
Sounds like you're getting defensive here. Is that your alibi?
It's not my alibi. You think I would use my grandmother for such a fucking fickle reason, you dumb motherfucker?
Guys, he's on the no-fly list, and now I know why.
I'm on the no-fly list because I say bomb every time I do a plane thing because I think it's funny. Because
he goes, that's da bomb.
When I was a little kid, and I think we were on a flight back, we went to Disneyland, and we were on a
California
flight.
California Adventure?
And we didn't drive there, we went on a flight because we were bougie like that sometimes. And I got like a gun from the Pirates of the Caribbean thing, and it was like a little metal one.
I had that too.
It had like an orange tip. Yeah. And it was so small, and I took it on a plane, and they stopped us, and I wasn't allowed to go on a plane because I had a gun. They thought it was real. It had an orange tip that didn't even, it went like half an inch inward, and then you could see the end of the orange. Like there was no chamber or barrel or whatever the fuck. Don't even make Harry Potter references.
They didn't. Would you just drive home?
My mom, she did whatever she does. I don't know. I was kind of young, but it was like very stressful for my mom. I remember. And now I'm on a no-fly list because I'm a global terrorist.
I mean, I've flown with you before.
Yeah, but I use another name when we do that.
Oh yeah.
He's Lionel Trinidad Jr. I pretend I'm your son every time we go on a flight.
So you just didn't go on the flight? I'm curious.
I don't remember. I was young. I had a little gun and they thought it was real. Probably because I was a young Mexican boy. I was a young Latino boy, and they're like, we can't let him on this flight because he probably would do something Latino on it. He would probably.
Has that just never happened to them before? I'm sure. People just
having a Latino person on a plane?
No.
No, I'm sure it's happened before. I mean, I don't know. I don't know the plane's flight log. I'm not familiar with that many flight logs. I only know about one. I only memorize one by heart. By Kevin Hart.
I know that flight log from fucking page one to the end, dude.
Yeah. Page one to the end. Yeah, me when I read a book. Nah, just page kidding. I read 3 pages of a book yesterday. I'm like,
Dune? Read Dune?
No, I read Wretch of the Earth.
What's that about?
It's sort of about decolonization. It's sort of a wokist, kind of leftist kind of vibe, kind of cool guy, kind of Franz Fanonian, kind of beautiful self. Yeah.
Did you finish Dune?
No, I'm still like 40 pages in. I haven't read it all. I've been bad at reading. I've been reading comics, though. I've been reading like manga and stuff. I've been reading Slam Dunk a bit.
Dudes in the comics.
Keeping the basket. They talk about basketball in that a good amount, and they'll like mention. They mention Dennis Rodman.
Do they? That's sick.
Because of his rebound power again. Yeah. Once again, can't stress this enough. How good at rebounding.
How good at rebounding, Dennis Rodman.
I think I would like to be. And again, I like him because of his aura. But if I was in a position in basketball, I would like to. I think I'm always going to be in a supportive role, just because I can't have.
You'd be like the glue guy.
The glue guy.
Yeah.
Oh, that holds the team together?
Yeah. Just like a locker room guy.
I would say more defines the pace
like
of the
Steve
game.
Steve Kerr.
Defines the pace of the game. No, I don't want to.
But that's a point guard. That's like the main point of like a point guard. That's like a main guy.
Well, point guards, like, you can be short. That's what they would tell me if I was like, when I was young, they said you could be short if you're point guard.
Mm-hmm.
So is that fine? Who is point guard? Who was point guard on the Chicago
Who is
Bulls?
Point guard?
On the Chicago Bulls, Michael Jordan era, who's point guard?
I don't know who is point guard.
You don't? No. Oh, my fucking God.
Because it was Michael Jordan's small forward, Dennis Rodman.
Yeah, but he was anything but small. 6'6", so tall, so handsome. And when did he shave his head? Because I would see, like, his hairline's not terrible at some point, and then he's bald, like, the next clip. So do you know when...
This was like, early 90s when he shaved his head.
Early 90s when he... Yeah, that sounds right, actually.
He was drafted in the 80s, and he had hair for a minute.
Yeah, he did. And I could see his hairline sort of, like, rounding upward.
Oh, the point guard was Steve Kerr.
Okay.
Yeah.
So you... Yeah, I am... So you fucking... Dude, you're dumb. You're a dumbass. You said you could be like Steve Kerr because that's what I wanted to be. And then I was like, oh, I like point guard? And then, oh, my...
I knew Steve Kerr was a point guard.
I knew Steve Kerr was a point guard. Country fuck.
I just thought
bum
he came,
fuck.
I thought he came off the bench.
You thought he came off the bench?
Yeah.
Yeah, I thought he came on the bench.
Oh, because he did come off the bench. B.J. Armstrong was their main point guard.
I love
B.J. Steve Kerr didn't start a single game. Okay, I'm still right. So you could be Steve Kerr.
Yeah, but I want to be Dennis Rodman. I want to sort of, I want to get into interactions. I want people to be mad at me. I want to like mess up the flow. That's what I want to do. I really want.
Oh, you
want to
be like the goon?
The goon?
Yeah.
I don't really like because it sort of has a negative connotation. I don't know if you know like Twitter and stuff like that. Have you? Have you read on Twitter and have you like? Do you like watch TikToks ever?
No.
Well, they're like gooning is like it's like when people like jerk off and like touch their stuff and they like rub their thing until it sort of blows. Until it sort of bursts of full of, you know, like, excitement and stuff like that, and sort of power. Have you ever heard of that?
Shaved his head. He's without hair in 1990.
What was his worst hairline? Show me his worst hairline. Or did he really predict it, do you think? He was like...
I think he predicted it.
That's what happens when you have a good media management team. Exactly, they're like, dude. Shave early.
Yeah.
Oh my God, they're such geniuses. And he didn't look bad bald. Do you think LeBron didn't let himself go bald just so he wouldn't be mixed up with Michael Jordan and his iconic bald head? That's a bad hairline. It is.
Probably, I think.
You think?
Because my LeBron is like the king of having a bad hairline.
Yeah, but he's got hair plugs now.
Yeah.
And it, a video of him brushing his hair is so funny. But he's just stimulating the follicles, I think, and people sort of don't get that you have to stimulate the follicles in order to encourage hair growth, even if you have hair plugs.
Yes.
It's important to maintain hair health no matter what your situation is, so don't hate on him, please.
Please don't hate on him.
Yeah. But Magic Johnson, bald?
Yeah.
And I have a poster of him.
Magic Johnson?
Yes.
You do?
It belonged to my uncle.
Nice.
I think we've talked about this before.
I think we have.
And I love that poster. Ah. And I love Magic Johnson. And he was in The Last Dance.
Went to Michigan State University.
And that's where I went.
Yeah.
And I love...
That's where we are right now.
That's where we are right now. Michigan State University. Go...
Spartans.
That's like San Jose State.
Yeah.
San Jose State is Spartans, but they don't have a dominating basketball team.
They don't.
Oh, God.
Michael Jordan played on the most dominating basketball team. North Carolina.
Yeah, I would see clips of him. Yeah, and that's when he had a beautiful head of hair.
Beautiful head of hair.
God. Do you think the stress of the game got to him, and that's
probably
why his hairline
Maybe
got to that?
The stress of gambling. Because I don't think the game was stressful at all to him. He was just... I think he's the GOAT.
The gambling is what got to him.
Remember in like the 2010 to 2014 era of fashion where people would just wear Bulls hats and Bulls jerseys, like Zendaya. Yeah, just like
that's awesome though, dude. That's when you realized how much power Filipino people had.
Exactly, dude.
Hold on.
Swagapino really took over the culture, dude. We had fucking
oh God! Shout out Manila.
Yeah, we had fucking the Bulls hats, the Bulls jerseys, Swagapinos,
and they love basketball. So it's sort of like
the Warriors came up.
It's like you can't love the Chicago Bulls.
Bruno Mars was at his peak.
I'd catch a grenade for ya. Oh my! It's so brave. When I heard that, that was my first instance of a short guy being brave.
Yeah, I didn't even process that he was a short guy.
You didn't know that?
No, which is like how powerful.
You've never
met
Bruno?
No, I don't gamble.
And famous there must be something intertwined about that gambling and being famous.
Yeah.
Or maybe it's gambling.
Just
because
you have a lot of money.
Oh, okay, I didn't need the answer right away. I was about to say the same thing, but you never met Bruno Mars?
No, I've never met Bruno Mars.
You never went to one of his concerts and got invited backstage and you sort
did you?
Yeah. Yeah, of course.
He was on the island.
He wasn't on the island, dude. Come on, don't put a bad taste in my mouth about shit. Yeah, anyways, I met Bruno Mars, and I knew he was short. And when he said I'd catch a grenade, honestly, you're a fucking asshole.
Sorry, I didn't know that would come off. It's not going to show on the recording.
I'm trying to develop a bit, and you're giving me no support. Okay, okay. No, because now we have to change it. Now we have to do something else.
Okay, I'll start
I'm trying to figure something
I'll start the next bit. So when I saw Bruno Mars...
No, change it. It's not about Bruno Mars. If you want to do something, do something, but I have something I could say, too.
Go for it.
Okay, I've been developing a joke recently. I was in my note sheet and I was taking a shower as I do, and I thought of a funny thought. And it started
Wait, what?
I thought of a funny thought.
Your note sheet was out when you were in the shower?
No, but I wrote it down afterwards because that's where hashtag shower thoughts. Have you heard of this? Have you heard of sort of the Reddit sort of space?
Maybe Reddit? I don't really know that.
Have you read it?
No,
the
I haven't.
Reddit forums?
No.
Oh, you don't know? Okay, so shower thoughts is sort of like where you actually have your deep thoughts and when you're, because you're relaxed.
I get that.
You know when you're really relaxed and you sort of are pensive and shit?
Mm-hmm.
And you sort of ponderous about stuff. I was like, okay, so I was thinking about Serbia and Bosnia, and I was like, oh, okay, so they don't like each other. And I was like, oh, what if a Bosnian guy was like, oh, have you seen that new Serbian film? Like, what the fuck is that? Because, a Serbian film is, a movie where they, do gross stuff in it. And they're like, yeah, this is supposed to represent Serbia? That's messed up. And I was like, how do I make this funny? You know, because that's sort of where my mind is always thinking about. I was like, so I would sort of start it by like, you know, the how there's like national birds and stuff like that. Mm-hmm. Well, it turns out there's national
moose is the bald eagle.
Yeah, there's like, yeah. Well, it turns out there's national movies. You like, turns out the U.S. is like Independence Day and Mexico's like Coco and stuff like that. Yeah, I didn't know this stuff, but like.
It could be a movie just about Mexican people not made by
like
Mexican people.
And China's like Mulan and India is like.
These are all just made by American
Cuch Cuch Hota Hay. And yeah, it turns out like I saw Serbia's national film recently. It was fucked up, bro. I didn't know that's what they do there. And that's sort of like what my idea, sort of like rough draft kind of thing. What do you think?
Keep it in the drafts. Mexico's national movie, wouldn't it be Coco?
It would be, oh yeah, it would be like fucking La Misma Luna or something like that. Or yeah. What would it be? Fuck, let me really think about this. Like,
I'll let him develop this.
Yeah, like maybe Harry Potter and the Prisoner of Azkaban?
Oh, fuck yeah!
That'd be a pretty good one. Oh, dude, if Harry was Mexican, those movies would be so much better.
They'd be so, I'd almost
would fully forgive J.K. Rowling.
I would, yeah, we'd think of ourselves as Harry Potter.
Yeah, because I've been called, oh god, we talk about the same shit every fucking time, man. Fuck this shit. Fuck Harry Potter. Let's talk about Lord of the Rings or something. What if Frodo was Mexican?
Hey, what's up, fool? I don't really know Lord of the Rings. I just said, hey, what's up, fool?
Rose racist. He thinks of a Mexican guy, that's all he can think of.
Exactly, dude.
Even if his name is Frodo and something interesting is about him, dude.
It's all the things I know about Mexican people.
And Lord of the Rings?
I don't really care about
Gollum it. Would be Argentinian, I think.
You see this ring, fool?
Stop.
Nah.
He's a wizard and shit? Gandalf? I can't connect the Lord of the Rings in any way to being Latino. I can't think of anything.
They don't intersect that much. It's the whitest film I've ever made.
Let's think about this. Like, let's riff for a second, actually. Let's actually break this down. Like, Smaug, like, what's something about that?
Smaug?
Like,
yeah, like, dragon?
Like, Bilbo. Yeah, like, Bilbo. Let's think. What if he...
Bimbo?
Oh, yeah, like Bimbo...
Bimbo Baggins?
And Bimbo Baggins is a... Okay, see, now... Okay, now he's starting to do something.
I'm starting to cook.
You're starting to cook. Now do one more, and I'll fucking... Yeah.
I don't know the characters.
There's like, Samwise, Gamgee, and, like, Pippin, and Merry, and...
David?
Oh, yeah. Oh, there's already a bunch of Mexican characters in Lord of the Rings. I forgot about the Mexican army. In the Battle of the Four Hobbit Battle of Four Armies is actually a Mexican army and not a fully Mexican army.
Oh shit, you're right, dude.
Oh dude, how could we forget that? I read that book when I was in like a little boy.
It's a
age.
Long book to read as a little boy.
No, it's only 200 pages.
Oh, is it?
Yeah, it's not that bad. It's a kid's book.
Oh, I thought Lord of the Rings was long.
No, Hobbit is short. Lord of the Rings.
Well, yeah, I mean, because they're small.
You are.
God, is that?
He lets me down and then he brings me back up. I can't believe you are. You ascend me, man, and I ascend you, and that's what we should do to each other.
We should ascend each other.
We should really start lifting each other up and raising each other.
Yeah.
That's how we support each. This podcast has sort of been all over the place so far. This one, I feel like we haven't, not very loose structure. I feel like we're off and on. And fuck you. I don't know.
Yeah. You're listening to this. Fuck you.
We're just having a nice time. We're having a conversation.
A good time.
Because last week we're still recovering from the trauma that was last week. So to deliver you an episode at all. Yeah.
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 Come on, guys.
How many people are still listening, by the way?
A bunch. Because
like, the password's so different now that I haven't looked at analytics or anything.
Yeah,
like
you see, the problem with our password is for some reason it just doesn't save.
It doesn't save.
And when I use the last one, it's like, oh, that's not your password. But it is.
It is?
Spotify's
but like,
just
how many people
bitch.
Are listening weekly still?
At least like 5 or 6.
That's something, man. I thought it was going to be 2 at this point.
Just us?
Yeah, exactly. I don't think I even listen to them fully anymore, actually. No, I do. And I listened to it twice because I have to listen to it before it's actually released.
Yeah, little known, a little BTS.
To have any responsibility at all honestly fills me with joy in these dry times.
In these dry times.
Yeah, because I want to feel like I have power over something in my life.
Yeah, exactly. At some point, this is going to be more mom focused.
Definitely. I mean, it's in its infancy. You wish the mic was like that?
Yeah.
Why?
I don't know, just because I like speaking.
You like holding it to the side? Why?
I don't know, because it kind of dangles. It's kind of always, it's either too low or because this is like the perfect.
Yours feels like, is it not staying still? No, it is.
Yeah.
Lionel's just discontent.
Yeah. Discontent.
I hate that shit, dude. I love being content. I hate discontent. It's like one of those things, you know? I've been thinking of starting like a business.
Yeah, where would you start?
I think I would start by like doing something humble, like selling cookies or like sandwiches or something, and then I'd move my way into the trafficking kind of ring. But not for people.
Oh, what the fuck?
For rare animals.
Rare
animals, not for people. Like, I've been seeing all these big exotic birds, like, you know, the one from Up?
Yeah.
I think, what if I could sell that? And I think I could probably do a good job. Okay, so you know how, like, there's, like, sell me this pen, like the Wolf of Wall Street thing?
Yeah.
Sell me this bird.
Sell me the bird.
Okay. Yeah, so it's sort of blue and big.
I want it.
And you can harvest its eggs every sort of, I don't know how bird periods work, probably every month. And do you want?
I'll take.
Yeah, but $1,000.
No.
Come on. This bird is so exotic, big and blue, that you basically would have to buy it.
I would have to. $1,100.
And guess what? It is loved by a young boy and an old man and a
unrelated
dog. Unrelated. And a dog alike. It's part of their crew, and you'd be stripping him of that quadruple crew.
And the dog can talk.
And the dog can talk, but you don't get the dog or the boy or the old man. Because I'm not for trafficking a basic... I guess a rare animal would be a golden
retriever. That could talk.
But I think it's just the collar that makes it do that.
You did a face.
I did a funny face. Honestly, the thing about this podcast is we're so much funnier in person. So if you sort of had a visual to this, you'd be cracking up. Exactly. You'd be absolutely cackling because Lionel and I are doing funny like visual gags as this is going on. I'm making origami. Lionel's making soup. It's like we're always multitasking.
We're actually in our kitchen.
This we actually our... both have multiple arms. We've been experimenting on ourselves and sort of trying to make ourselves better. The next generation of human is living in my basement.
Whoa!
Do you not get the lab rats reference?
Oh yeah, now I do.
Leo.
Fun mom fact. Women pregnant with boys may get nauseous more easily.
Yeah, because men are intoxicated.
Trash.
Men are trash, and they make you sick.
Yeah.
Whenever I see a man on the street, I have to rush the nearest garbage can. Billy Eichner?
Yeah.
Who's that?
Man on the street.
I thought you meant like Bert Kreischer. I was mixing them up.
Oh, no.
But one is gay and one is straight.
Yes.
But both have podcasts?
I don't know.
All
right. Give me a good mom fact.
A good mom fact? Just off the cuff?
Off the dome piece. You can
okay,
look it up
okay,
if you
okay,
need
okay.
To.
My mom's birthday is June 17th.
Whoa, that's the day I graduate college.
Same for, well, I actually am the day before.
The day before?
And actually, we're going to a dinner afterwards, but it's hard to get reservations.
It is.
It is. It's impossibly hard. And I feel bad. I feel bad that I would ever outshine my mom. Not that I have the star power to do that. Mars needs moms. Would you give up your mom to help a little alien boy?
No, I don't know this little alien boy.
You don't know. But what he really needs.
What does he need it for?
To be raised good.
To be raised. He could stay with us.
I imagine just having a dad. Do you think you'd be cooler or less? Or if you were just raised by your dad, how do you think you'd turn out? Pretty much the same, or
not pretty much the same. I don't think so.
You don't think so?
I think less well adjusted. You would,
yeah, I also think that. Do you think you'd have less empathy for women?
I think I would.
You think you would?
I think you'd just, yeah, be like, oh, I wasn't raised by them.
You need a woman's perspective. You always
exactly.
do.
You're not complete without
ever
a woman's
important. Ever important. Yeah, and that's what we really want to stress. So if I ever met like a little alien boy and he's like, oh, let me be part of your family. Ha!
Kick his ass!
Ha! You're not human, so you. I can treat you badly.
I kick the shit out of you.
The thing about humans is...
we're kind of superior.
Yeah, well, see, that's like what we need to maintain. That's the kind of belief we need to maintain. So we have to treat others as worse.
Exactly.
We always are looking for someone to bully, someone to put down to make ourselves feel good. And it's sort of a very human thing. And you just have to accept that about yourself. You really do. So don't be upset that you have to have an outlet. And if that outlet is another person, it doesn't matter. You know?
Exactly. Keep our superiority.
Yeah, exactly. If you think you're good, then you must be.
Exactly.
Your self-belief is all that you need. So do whatever you need to make that happen. Invest in your government. They'll help you. They don't betray you at all. They care about your thoughts and feelings. Exactly. Lana looked over to me like I'm doing something wrong. Is he?
No.
Oh, I'm just trying to... I have to say bye. Okay. Thank you for listening. Maybe. Rambling. Sorry. Bye.